This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we have a volcano that's erupted. We got to talk about that. We got to talk about the shutdown, which I think is really, really stupid. I'm getting sick of these shutdowns. I got to go to work. I have to go to work, okay? You know, and I guess government workers every now and I know everyone's like, oh, poor government workers. They get paid. I think they get paid. This is paid leave. Yet, those of us that need services from the government, which we're paying for, aren't we paying for the government to stay open? Do we get our money back for those days that they're closed? No. Got to talk about what's going on with that. The playoffs, wow, wow. Let's talk about that. This construction worker, like, lived miraculously being impelled by these two iron rods near his heart. I got to tell you about that. That blows my mind. But we got a lot to talk about today. It's a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for those of you starting to go through withdrawal when it comes to football, I know a lot of you guys said to heck with the football season this year. I couldn't. I love football too much. I camped out all yesterday to watch both playoff games, and which is kind of the norm for me on Sunday. Sundays is when I just sit in my pajamas, no bra. I scare away the cats, and I catch up on work that I do. So I work, I write, I do whatever, and I got football in the background. And so watching the Jaguars and the Patriots play, Tom Brady looked as sexy as ever. It's very, very easy. I thought the Jags did amazing, considering, and they made the Patriots sweat. I mean, but as usual, the Patriots just, you know, come in from behind. Here's my problem with the Patriots. One, we're sick of them, okay? Two is, even though I always bet on the Patriots, they never cover the spread. And so I really have lost money on the Patriots all season. These bookies, they know exactly what they're doing. In Las Vegas, you have sports books, and you have an app where you could put in a very small, you could put in no matter whatever you want to put on a bet, but I just bet just a little baby bit, you know, because I'm really, really cheap. And so every time I put money on the Patriots, well, with the exception of last week or the week before, they don't cover the spread. So I'm happy they won, but I'm like, really, guys, you could have just, you know, made one more field kick or I don't know. So that was kind of frustrating. But for the Jaguars to make it to the playoffs like they did, damn good job. Very, very proud of them. And then we had the Vikings Eagles game. Now, I never put money last fall on Super Bowl Eagles being the Super Bowl, going to the Super Bowl, and I should have. So we predicted I was going to be Patriots-Eagles. And so when the Eagles were playing the Vikings, I was like, oh gosh, because we really like the Vikings. I mean, GCN Network is based out of Minnesota. And for Minnesota to be able to host their own Super Bowl, awesome. And by the way, the Vikings were the favorite. And again, don't tell my producers, because don't worry, they're probably not listening to the show. They probably had a coffee break. But I put money on the Eagles yesterday because I'm like, I got a feeling they're going to, you know, the Eagles have, since the beginning, had Super Bowl in their eyes. And oh no. Okay, oh no, someone's texting me. They're peaked. So sorry about that. I didn't put enough. I should have put more money on the Eagles because they were not the favorite, so I would have gotten more money. But that's what happens with gambling. You know, it was just a little bit of money, and I didn't really bet much. You got to understand, once you come from a family of gamblers, you know, you don't want to put more than $5, $10, $20 on anything. You know, but anyway, so we got the Super Bowl now. We got, again, a Patriots-Eagles game. But I do have something to say before we go into that. Did you guys see the fight? There was a fight that broke out between the Eagles and the Vikings. Apparently, Eagles, I forget who, headbutted one of the Vikings linemen or whatever, and so they started to go at it. And it was a pretty big fight. And you heard the announcers go, whoa, fight, fight. So you see flags going everywhere. You see the refs trying to break it up. And all of a sudden, you see cheerleaders. And the cheerleaders run right in front of the fight. Now, I am no cheerleader coach. I'm actually no cheerleader. If you guys have ever seen me do the splits, you'd be wondering why I don't pick up my IUD afterwards and reinsert it. But you don't bring a bunch of women right into an area of a fight. I'm not saying that to be sexist. It's just, you got some big guys. You had everybody on the field get involved on this one. I mean, everybody started to huddle up and get into what was going on. All of a sudden, you see the cheerleaders come. I'm like, excuse me, can the cheerleaders either just go to one side of the field or the other? Nobody really wants to see the cheerleaders. We want to see the fight. You know, some women like to see the dance. No, we don't. Well, guys like to see the cheerleaders. No, actually, the guys would like to probably see the fight first. You know, aggression trumps sex. You guys know that. You know, if you're a guy, if you have, I learned this very, very early on. Okay, if there's a football game or a fight, I am not going to get anybody to look my way, right, or have sex with me. They're going to want to watch a fight. They're going to want to watch a football game. Sports come first. It's that aggression. Because remember, we're animals. And maybe it's because they think, well, sex is always going to be there. But a fight isn't. And same thing with football. A fight is so rare on the football field that you're like, okay, I got to watch it. Eh, you can always see sexy cheerleaders. That's all over the place. So I found that very, very interesting that, you know, they would have done that because these girls could have really gotten clocked. That really wasn't smart. So the NFL injury report's not going to be ready for about another week or two. I think we've got Pro Bowl next week that nobody really cares about because it's all, I mean, everybody kicking gloves and hugs and kisses and pats each other's butt. So it's not really a deep, deep game, and I got to be at a conference anyway. But I'll let you guys know. I, you know, right now it looks like, again, the Patriots. I know we're sick of the Patriots, but, you know, Tom Brady and Belichick, I mean, they got something going, and even if they look like they're losing in the beginning of the game, they usually pull it out. And Gronkowski, he had a concussion, they say, or he was out on concussion protocol. I think he is going to be ready to go next or 2 weeks. So we'll keep you guys posted, but I'm sure in Minnesota they want to see the Eagles fall. So if I root for the Patriots, I think they'll have my back on that. Okay, when we come back, why the heck does the government have to shut down? What the heck is it? Why do we have to keep dealing with this? Because this is a real pain in the butt. We've got bigger fish to fry. I also want to talk about Tom Petty. Tom Petty, music legend Tom Petty. Right, free falling. Anyway, we got his autopsy report back. We'll tell you what was on board when he died and why we think he died. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
8424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are not shut down, even though the government is. We are working. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network, always working for you and allowing my show to be the great show that it be. Big thanks to the guys working the dials. We got Scott over there, Jason, Manny, and all the guys at GCN who are real studs. You know, just give them an applause. Yay! I wish I had a clap sound available here, but I don't. But you guys rock. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And for any of you government workers out there, I feel for you. That's got to stink, you know, not knowing if you get to come in or not. I'm just under the impression that it is a paid vacation. So enjoy the paid time off. If you aren't paid while being off, that does stink. It also stinks for the government workers that do have to work. By the way, for those of you that are concerned about what the media is talking about with the government shutting down, Medicaid payments still go through. States are still getting their Medicaid payments, from what we understand, according to Washington Post. Federal funding for the health insurance program and for the low-income population is still secured through the end of June, according to a contingency plan. So states oversee enrollment, so Americans should still be able to sign up and still get their Medicaid payments, etc. Seniors can still keep seeing the doctor. Medicare still continues. Okay, there's still funding resources. Beneficiaries shouldn't feel much of the effect. Medicare will continue to reimburse medical providers. That was something where when I wasn't getting reimbursed, I was like, there's no shutdown. Why aren't I getting paid? But that's another subject for a different day. Premium subsidies still continue for Obamacare. So if you are on Obamacare, the premium subsidies will still help cover you. Apparently, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services can use leftover fees paid by health insurers to keep verifying eligibility so we can still enroll in Obamacare, which I thought the enrollment period's done. Anyway, the FDA continues to do drug reviews. The nation's 1,400 community health centers still stay open that provide preventative care and dental services to about 27 million low-income Americans. Those are still going. So what is stopping or slowing down? They say the FDA's food safety inspection program hits a pause. So they're unable to support the majority of its food safety, nutrition, and cosmetic activities. Okay, however, the meat and poultry inspections are carried out by the Agriculture Department's Food Safety and Inspection Service. I think that's going on. The National Institutes of Health cannot enroll any new patients in clinical trials or take action on grant applications. Okay, so basically, if their clinical research center has 3/4 of its staff furloughed, then whoever is typing out that grant application can't do that until they get to come back to work. No new mental health or social services grant awards and less monitoring of existing grants. That's a lot of paperwork stuff. Payments for senior nutrition programs stop, like Meals on Wheels. Now, that's a biggie. That's a biggie. Now, the shutdown would halt funding and would delay reimbursements. And Meals on Wheels, a fabulous, fabulous organization, feeds more than 2.4 million seniors across the country. All right, but if they have money and they have, I mean, they're not working, you know, day to day in terms of, you know, my guess is the meals will still continue, and I'm not too worried about that if the shutdown only lasts a couple of days. And then they say that the response to this year's deadly flu outbreak will be slowed. I mean, I'm not sure what the government is doing at this point of peak flu season, but they say the CDC says its immediate response to urgent disease outbreaks, including seasonal influenza, will continue. So they're still going to collect the data, all right? But they may be slower than usual. Now, for those of us cynics out there, they already, I mean, the government does kind of work pretty slow. So we're, it's like snail's pace as it is. So now they're saying, okay, but we're going to be slower. So anyway, this shutdown, why do we even have it? Okay, so, according to Time.com, again, a lot of what Time writes, I have to take with a grain of salt. But they say that Congress needs to pass a budget resolution as soon as possible. Well, they don't say that as soon as possible, I'm saying. But the political parties cannot come to agreement on the bill. Now, these budget resolutions should just be about the budget. But apparently, the Democrats and Republicans are fighting over immigration measures, a fix for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program. And so you have all this other stuff being thrown into this. The Democrats are blaming Republicans, who control the White House and both houses of Congress. From what I know, they voted to continue funding the government. Problem is they need 60 votes. Republicans don't have that in the Senate. So if we can't fund the government, we'll keep going. Democrats are to blame if we don't have any Democratic votes going over to bolster the 60. The House did vote to avoid the shutdown because they had enough votes, but the Senate, no. So the shutdown is when Congress does not approve a federal budget for the upcoming fiscal year, and non-essential functions of the U.S. government will close until lawmakers can agree on a budget. So when the government shuts down, a lot of operations cease, but not everything, just the non-essential. So if you're a non-essential federal worker, which I would be insulted by, if somebody said at GCN, you know, Dr. Dahlia, we have the essential people here, and then non-essential. Well, you, Dr. Dahlia, you're not really essential to our existence. I would be crying. Now, maybe that's only the case, honestly, but, you know, but I would just don't tell me that. So non-essential federal workers are furloughed, which means they are sent home and docked pay, but they can later be paid retroactively for this time off. So I believe the average person furloughed gets paid for not working. That's you and I paying for that. All right. Yes, it does stink. It does disrupt their life. They'd like to know where they're going to go. They also have projects to do, and they do have to. I mean, it's not all fun and games. It's not all a vacation, because once they do come back, they need to do catch up. It's got to be a pain in the butt. I get that. But government workers would never work for the government if this BS happened every single year and they lost pay. They got families to feed. So within the government shut down, I guess, protocol, they could retroactively get the money back, so such that otherwise nobody would want to work for the government. And working for the government is kind of a cush job. You get your COLA, your cost of living increase, you get, you know, it's kind of, so it's, you know, I'm at work, but some people get to be off. So the non-essential jobs include working in national parks, monuments, processing passport and visa applications. That could hurt us. Maintaining government websites. Oh, yeah, like the Obamacare website, please. During the last shutdown, 850,000 executive branch employees were furloughed. All right, but essential stuff, well, like the military, that's going to continue to function, that kind of thing. All right, so now they may not get paid, according to the director of the Office of Management and Budget, Mick McElvaney. The border will still be patrolled. They will not get paid. Folks will still be fighting the fires out west, and they will not get paid. Well, yeah, but once the shutdown is over, they'll get paid, hopefully. Still, it's a pain in the butt. So national security, law enforcement, air traffic control. Air traffic control will still exist. All right. So there's been 12 shutdowns since 1981, lasting from one day to 21 days. The last shutdown in 2013 lasted 16 days. So the House passed a short-term spending bill, so it's up to the Senate. The Senate has to vote on the bill. But right now there's key sticky points to all this immigration stuff in DACA. So, you know, from the Democratic standpoint, this is a great time for them to do their political, you know, conniving, just like the Republicans did in 2013. Listen, you know, I'm going to call it like I see it. This is, remember, they're politicians. You and I aren't in control of the government. These guys are. Personally, I think anybody that doesn't vote to keep the government going should be fired. Okay, that's what we're paying them to do. But everybody wants to sneak stuff into the bill. So what's happening is the Republicans are like, look, I promise you we'll talk about immigration and DACA, just pass the funding bill. And Democrats are like, oh, hell no, this is the only time you're going to hear us. So we're doing this now. And this is just absolutely embarrassing. We look like idiots to other countries. So nobody trusts anybody else. Everybody's going to try to use this as a maneuver. But that's what politics are. That's exactly what politics are. So we got midterm elections coming up, and everybody can say, you see what the Republicans did with the shutdown? So all over the news, the Republicans are like, look, we're voting to not shut it down. But the Democrats, you know, said, look, Trump picked a number for the wall, and I accepted it. It would be hard to imagine a more reasonable compromise. The president saying, well, I'll do DACA dreamers in return for the wall. Okay, so they're fighting over the wall as well. Now, you and I, okay, whether we want a wall or not, okay, why can't that be a separate bill? But that's not the way it works. Things don't pass in Congress that way. You can't just do one bill for each thing. I wish we could. They have to slip it into other stuff, which is stupid. So, Pelosi doesn't like the wall. A lot of them don't. So that's where we are with that. All right, let's talk about volcanoes and Tom Petty. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, very, very tragic. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Roy Halladay had died on a plane crash, and he flew his plane into the water of the Gulf of Mexico accidentally. And the body of him, of Roy Halladay, found evidence of morphine, amphetamine, and Ambien. When it was examined, after his fatal plane crash was found off the coast of Florida in November, according to an autopsy report obtained by USA Today. The report by the Pinellas Pascal Medical Examiner's Office also showed that his blood alcohol content was about 0.01. And that is still, I think, it's not a lot, but it's still alcohol in the system. And the antidepressant Prozac was also detected. Now, the FAA regulations forbid the consumption of any alcohol within 8 hours of piloting a civil aircraft and the use of any drug that affects a person's faculties in any way contrary to safety. So Prozac could make you a little sleepy. I'm not sure if that's one of the drugs that you can't use, but Ambien, absolutely you can't. Not to mention morphine and amphetamine. How a single-engine light sport category aircraft crashed into the Gulf of Mexico near Tampa on November 7th. He was 40 years old at the time, the only occupant of the aircraft. And the immediate cause of death was blunt force trauma with drowning as a contributing factor. National Transportation Safety Board spokesperson Terry Williams told USA Today that the investigation is ongoing. And the plane apparently made steep climbs before descending to a few feet from the water multiple times and performed a 360-degree turn before the crash. So we're not sure if this was him losing control, him being erratic, or him, you know, trying to, you know, fly and have some fun with it. Apparently, he pitched for the majors for 16 seasons, spent the final four before his retirement after the 2013 seasons with the Philadelphia Phillies, spent his first 12 seasons with the Blue Jays. All right. May he rest in peace. Scary, scary stuff, you wonder. Okay, amphetamine, morphine, alcohol, Ambien. You know, not a very uncommon cocktail in somebody's system. You know, amphetamine, I am not saying he was on diet pills, but diet pills, you know, or some sort of stimulants, you know, that some people use for concentration could trigger your amphetamine to be positive on a drug test. Morphine, metabolite of pain pills, or opioids could be there. We're going to talk about Tom Petty. He was also on an antidepressant, Celexa, citalopram. He had opioids in his system, according to the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner report. He had fentanyl and oxycodone. He also had benzodiazepines, temazepam, known as Restoril brand name, alprazolam brand name Xanax. So fentanyl, oxycodone, temazepam, alprazolam, and an SSRI antidepressant citalopram were some of the things in his system. And according to the report, he died accidentally of, quote, multi-system organ failure due to resuscitative cardiopulmonary arrest due to mixed drug toxicity. So when we were first told that he had died, I forgot what month. I think, was it April? It was about a year ago, I thought. No, it was this fall. We were told it was cardiac arrest this fall, and, it can happen. But if it happened because of a mixture of these medications, that's some frightening stuff, because when you look at what you may take, and again, don't feel bad, but you may be on an antidepressant. You may take a little Xanax or a little temazepam every now and then for sleep. You may take an Ambien for sleep. And if you have pain issues, you may take fentanyl or oxycodone. So when they say he overdosed, and people have been talking, apparently he was diagnosed with a hip fracture, a very severe hip fracture. And so, well, the pain was so bad that it probably took a lot of painkillers. Now, fentanyl and oxycodone, that's some strong stuff. But what if he didn't take a lot? What if he took his regular dose? He had his fentanyl patch on. He had his oxycodone for breakthrough pain. He was getting a little bit anxious because, you know, he can't walk around. Tour just ended. So took a little Xanax or temazepam. And he was on his daily Celexa. What if just those five together caused him to succumb to cardiopulmonary arrest? Well, if you add benzodiazepine to a narcotic, absolutely it could accelerate the respiratory depression. There's also been a suggestion that SSRIs and opioids could increase the risk of serotonin syndrome. Now, serotonin syndrome is kind of a toxicity reaction where you get real low drops of blood pressure. You could hallucinate, you could get muscle rigidity, low oxygen, and it could also induce cardiopulmonary arrest. Now, on top of all that, Tom Petty had emphysema. Now, emphysema, we most commonly see in smokers, but you can also see it in people that don't smoke. And emphysema is a very serious lung condition. So you have somebody with a serious lung condition, and let's say he just takes a little bit of a narcotic. Could that put him into respiratory arrest? Absolutely. And so, you know, when people talk about, well, you know, he OD'd, you know, was it really him popping a handful of pills Or was it him taking his medication as directed for an ailment, but luck of the draw, because he mixed things, he ended up dying. Now, fentanyl was implicated in the overdose death of Prince in April 2016. Fentanyl is a very powerful narcotic, probably one of the most powerful out there. It's 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine and 30 to 50 times more powerful than heroin. So, anybody with lung disease, we don't want on an opioid. Sometimes we'll do that. We'll give you some opioids to help you relax and help you with your pain if you have pain issues. But if you have COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or emphysema, or any sort of lung issue, we really don't want you to be on chronic narcotics. Now, the family had issued a statement on his Facebook page. You know, talking about Tom's body, they say, suffered from many serious ailments, including emphysema, knee problems, and a significantly fractured hip. And despite this painful injury, he insisted on keeping his commitment to his fans, toured for 53 dates with a fractured hip. And it did worsen. On the day he died, he was informed that his hip had graduated to a full-on break, and it is our feeling that the pain was simply unbearable and was the cause of his overuse of medication. Now, according to what the family says, there was quantity involved, okay? However, when you look in the system, you can't necessarily quantitate that to the degree that you think you could in a blood test. So I would be more suspicious that the quantity he did take wouldn't have killed the average person, but because he had all this other stuff involved, he died. So my suggestion to everybody is, when you hear of a death that's a quote-unquote overdose death, don't say it's not going to happen to me because I don't take that much medication. It's the mixture of medications. And, we really underestimate what these medications can do. Now, when I posted this on Facebook and I wrote a little commentary about it, one of you guys had posted, "I wonder if his family could sue the doctors that prescribed him the drugs!" This is exactly the attitude I do not want you guys having. When somebody overdoses, there is now a big push that the doctor gets sued. And I wrote back, I go, we start suing the doctors for giving pain medicines for a hip fracture. You and I aren't going to be able to get pain medications later if we fracture our hips. And I'm under the impression a hip fracture is very painful. Now, if a doctor doesn't notify a patient that a benzo and a Xanax and these medications shouldn't mix, yes, that could be an issue. But most medical providers do, plus the pharmacy even has it. The pharmacy even says, don't mix these with others. So we know not to mix the medications. That's out there. But if somebody's going to, if we're going to start seeing lawyers sue the doctors every time a patient ODs, then it's very easy for the doctors to say, I'm not going to prescribe those medications anymore. And if you think the opioid overdose epidemic is an epidemic, wait till we have an epidemic of people in pain not getting their medications. We are talking mass Armageddon. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got some breaking news. It looks like the Senate is poised to pass a short-term spending bill that's supposed to be coming any moment now. So Democrats have plans to join Republicans in voting for a short-term spending bill that would reopen the government and provide funding through February 8th. Looks like a lot of Democrats realize that they are going to look like the ones that caused this to happen. And they better better get their butts in gear. The upper chamber was expected to quickly approve the bill, and House members are told to await a possible vote in a few hours, raise the possibility that the shutdown would end after just 3 days. And Chuck Schumer says we will vote today to reopen the government. So, what did Mitch McConnell offer? A vote on immigration policy in the coming weeks in exchange for reopening the government. Well, that's easy. Yeah, there's supposed to be a debate. So Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Sunday said he will open the debate on immigration if Democrats help Republicans pass the February 8th measure. On Monday morning, Senator Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, and Jeff Flake say they wanted a firmer, more detailed commitment on behalf of a bipartisan group of senators. They said it would be helpful if the language were a bit stronger because the level of tension is so high. I say just please separate it all, all right, and, you know, move on. So, a lot of stuff's going to happen, but that's hopefully coming around the bend, because this is stupid stuff. Absolutely stupid stuff. All right. So, Mount Mayon volcano alert raised after ash and lava spills out. I don't understand why an alert would be raised. Why aren't we on full alarm, right? I mean, we are looking at, I mean, come on, people. More than 27,000 people have been evacuated in the Philippines as the country warned a hazardous volcanic eruption may be imminent. I don't understand how it's imminent if you already have ash and lava coming out. I mean, what's the next... Oh, is it that size of class? Is this supposed to be that big, huge, like, boom, big, huge explosion? But if I see lava and I see smoke, I would say it's not imminent, it's happening. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology on Monday raised its alert level to 4 from 3 last week. The country's most active volcano is Mayon volcano. After it exhibited increasing seismic unrest, lava fountaining, and summit explosions. Is the final alarm 5? A huge column of ash shoots up to the sky, as you could see in this one picture, and it is, I mean, it looks like Dante's Peak. The photographs are showing the volcano located in the Albay province in southeastern Luzon, according to CNN. Shooting a column of ash into the sky, the public has been advised to stay vigilant and avoid the danger zone, which covers a 5-mile radius from the volcano summit, according to the agency. Pilots have also been advised to avoid flying close to the volcanic ash to avoid possible damage to the aircraft. I would, too, especially if stuff is spewing. Probably not as high as a plane, but still. The evacuation has been ongoing. They've been on top of this. I think they started... Didn't they start bringing up evacuations and telling people to move, like, for months now? All right, so people that decide to stay in the area are being told to evacuate. Apparently, 24,000 people have already left. You had another 3,100 that decided to stay, but now they're leaving. So in a media briefing, the agency's director warned that this eruption could be similar to that of 2001, which had pyroclastic flow. And pyroclastic flow is what killed the Pompeii inhabitants, because it was a rapid movement of heat, and that heat blast... is what killed a lot of people just instantaneously. So, rapid movement of hot lava blocks, pumice, ash, gas along volcanic slopes could unfortunately reach nearby villages, and so it looks pretty bad. All right, so I guess, you know, if you guys don't mind, the Dr. Dahlia news team is absolutely nowhere in sight. I want to know levels of volcano alert, okay? I just want to know how high up. I'm sorry. I just got to look this up. Yeah, I cannot broadcast and type at the same time. Here we go. Levels of volcano. I am just dying. If it's only a level 4, then where the hell are we right now? Hold on a second. So we got the USGS. Here is, where are their alert systems? Let's see. You have green, yellow, orange, and red. Okay, they aren't talking about numbers. According to the USGS, green is the volcano is non-eruptive, just hanging out like on Hawaii. Yellow is where there's some elevated unrest. Orange is where you have heightened or escalating unrest with increased potential. Or eruption is underway with no or minor volcanic ash emissions. Red is where you have significant emissions. I would say this is code red. That's just me. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's a little boy, a 14-year-old boy from Kaiser, Missouri, who spent 106 days fighting for his life after he had a very scary episode with a ham and cheese sandwich. Alec Habawaith was rushed to the hospital with acute chest pain after he started choking on the bread as he was eating a sandwich between soccer games back in May. So everyone's like, what, our kids can't eat a sandwich now without choking? Well, after months in the hospital and exhaustive exams, doctors ended up discovering that he had underlying eosinophilic esophagitis. And this underlying disease made him more prone to choking. He had multiple operations, had weeks of intensive care, and for here on out, he has to have a soft food diet. And the mom, of course, was beside herself. She said to stand there and look at the kid, and there's nothing you can do for him. You just want to take it all away, but you're not able to. Surgeons repaired the esophagus, found it had ripped so badly that he had developed sepsis, a dangerous infection that shuts down organs, causing multi-system organ failure. They immediately closed him up, transferred him to Children's Mercy in Kansas City, spent the entire summer in intensive care. He had chest tubes. He had to have his gallbladder removed. That also got infected. But, boy, this eosinophilic esophagitis causes inflammatory cells to build up in the lining of the esophagus, which is your feeding tube connecting the mouth to the stomach. Unfortunately, it weakens the, it can weaken the structure. And so when you do have an issue, or it could just almost ulcerate or weaken on its own, you can end up tearing and then choking. And, of course, now you have an opening from the GI tract to the outside or to the internal sterile area. It could cause sepsis. So he gets a balloon inserted into his esophagus to stretch it, all right, to dilate it, and he's alive. But she, you know, the mom said she first suspected something was wrong because her son threw up blood in April after eating a cracker. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up to you is thank God the boy's okay, you know, and yeah, he's going to have it tough, and thank God he lived through this, but any blood coming out of an orifice that doesn't usually bleed, can we maybe say that, okay, or isn't supposed to be bleeding at that time, is a huge cause of concern. Nobody should really be vomiting blood. Nobody should be pooping blood. Now, people say, well, it's like, you know, maybe it's just a hemorrhoid, you know, so I got some blood from a hemorrhoid. Yeah, it could be. It could be, but what if it's not? Or what if you have a hemorrhoid because you've had to push poop so badly because there's a mass up above that hemorrhoid? So you can't push poop around that mass and you end up developing a hemorrhoid. Anytime there is blood in your GI tract especially, you need to go and get that checked. Okay? It's not a good sign. Yeah, there may be a plausible reason for it, but you have to get it checked. Some people say, well, yeah, I get blood in the urine once in a while. For a female, if she has a bladder infection, we may see blood in the urine. We may see blood in the urine during her period. But that doesn't mean we blow off blood in the urine. We need to make sure the blood goes away at some point. Men should never have blood in their urine. There's no reason for a man to have blood in his urine. If he does, he's got to get his bladder checked out. He's got to get the prostate checked. Okay? Vaginal bleeding. Women will have vaginal bleeding, and okay, it happens when you have your period. But what if you're not having your period? That's what's very, very frustrating for women. You know, gosh, you know, women are always on edge. Okay, you know, we don't like to bleed. Just because we do, it doesn't mean we like it. And then when we bleed when we're not supposed to, we're nervous. You have to worry about endometrial cancer, uterine cancer, or some hormone issue. So just keep in mind that whenever you see blood when you aren't really supposed to, just get it checked out. 1-877-DOC-VELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.